The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Brian Fancher at KLMJ Hampton and Aaron Summers at the Pocahontas Record Democrat. Brian, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Yeah, Senator, thanks a lot for taking our questions today. Now, with the election out of the way, what are one or two of your priorities moving forward as we get towards the new year that you would like to tackle?
Yeah. Well, the big 900-pound gorilla is soaring inflation, gas prices. For me, more personally, it would be my cattle bill and the bill that I have with Klobuchar, big tech bill. The big tech bill would take on the Googles and the Amazons because they prioritize their own product over as a small business that uses their platforms. I didn't say this on the cattle bill, but it's got 10, 11 Republican co-sponsors and 10 Democrat co-sponsors. So that's very important for moving that bill as well. I hope the White House will step in and help with both of those bills. I did hear that they may be stepping in regard to the big tech bill that I was talking about. But stopping inflation and gas prices ought to be on everybody's mind. Aaron Summers?
Yeah, let me just follow up. What are some actions that could be taken to slow or stop inflation and to address gas prices?
Well, number one is Congress didn't follow the advice of even Democrat economists. And these are Democrat economists that served in Democrat administrations. They told the new Congress 2 years ago, when they were just starting out, that you've already fed the fires of inflation. Don't spend any more money. They immediately spent $2 trillion more. So the old saying, if you're in a hole, quit digging. So one of the things that a new Congress is going to have to do is just, you can't be given these 10 and 15% increases in budget. And then another one is on energy, my NOPEC bill, which is a bill that would apply the U.S. antitrust laws to OPEC, because OPEC is a monopoly. You know, it's the very definition of price fixing when you get 19 countries together to influence the price of oil by how much you're going to pump. Okay, back to Brian.
Senator, of course, the president met with the president of China today, and a lot of debate going on there about the future of Taiwan. Ukraine and Russia is still in the news. Your thoughts about these, the conflicts and what might happen in some of these areas?
Well, that's a pretty big question. It could take the whole 10 minutes. So let me just talk about Ukraine as just one of the many areas you could bring up. And that would be, I think we're seeing Ukraine fighting a smart war, responding to an invasion in a smart way with Russia's pullout of Kherson, or Kherson, where they just moved out of. Now, that is not a victory. It's a partial victory. It's not the end of the fighting that must go on. But I think that they're making very effective use of armaments they're getting from the United States and Europe. Aaron?
Yes, thank you. What lessons do you think that your fellow Republicans should be taking away from these midterm election results?
I don't think we emphasize fighting inflation and gas prices and what we're going to do. We pointed out that these are bad policies that this administration put in place, and we made some ground based on that. But we didn't say what we were going to do about it. We didn't have a plan of our own. I think that's the biggest shortcoming. Of course, don't forget, Iowa had a great victory, a great night. Iowans want answers. And I think that you can say we had a great night because it wasn't just Senator Grassley and the governor that got elected. We defeated a 40-year treasury of the state of Iowa and 40-year attorney general of Iowa. And then for the first time since 1956, the entire congressional delegation in Iowa will be Republican. Back to Brian.
Senator, I know recently your office put out a news release about ATF priorities given the crime rates in the country right now. What would you like to see them do to maybe to help address that?
Well, don't forget our press release dealt with just one day, Black Friday, where you have the most gun sales of any 1 year. And the fact that ATF better gear up to get the massive amount of phone calls they're going to get about whether a person can legally buy a gun. In other words, if you got domestic violence, a felon, things of that nature, or mental issues, your name's in the data bank, you go to a gun store to buy a gun, that guy, before he sells you the gun, has to call up Washington, D.C., and see if your name's on the list or you can't buy a gun. And if they don't get you an answer within a certain number of days, I don't know, it was 3 days or, yeah, I think it's just 3 days, then you can get the gun even if you're a felon, domestic abuse, or have mental problems. And so that's what the press release was all about. Back to Aaron.
Thank you. Can you talk a little bit about the Seeding Rural Resilience Act and why it's so important to get this act implemented?
Sure. That deals with mental health issues with farmers and also the suicide that sometimes results from it. You know, maybe it's not quite as bad as it was in the 1980s, but I remember lots of farmers committing suicide when they were losing their land. So anticipating that this could be a problem today or in the future, this bill trains people that deal with farmers, and this would mostly be the people at the FSA office. Each county has one. Then if it trains them to recognize people that are under stress, maybe commit suicide, and intervene. That could be intervening with family, intervening with a doctor, intervening with a minister, but you need to get those people help. Brian?
Yeah, Senator, you recently had the field hearing about fentanyl and the drug problem that we have right now. What did you take away from that, and what do you hope that may help to change down the road?
Well, you take away a lot of sympathy for the three families that had kids die, 16 to 23-year-olds, three different families. People died from fentanyl, didn't even know it was a problem. I showed up 15 grains of salt, the equivalent of the amount of fentanyl that can kill a person. I couldn't get fentanyl for a prop, so I had to use grains of salt. So that tells you a major problem. Okay, then I think that we heard from them. Then we heard from the Department of Public Safety, an Iowa agency that deals with drug enforcement. And then we dealt with the federal agency that deals with it and learned what needs to be done. And some of it is an increase of personnel. But when you get right down to it, common sense tells you that when we have a president of the United States that believes in open borders, and most of this fentanyl comes in from Mexico, and methamphetamine's a problem as well, it's not just fentanyl, then enforcement of the border, at least to the level Trump had it, as opposed to an open border, would help some to keep the illegal drugs out of our country. Aaron, this will be the last question for both of you.
Thank you. I know you had mentioned at the beginning, you know, some gratitude to voters, but just in general, what else would you say that you're particularly thankful this year as we go into Thanksgiving?
Thankful for family, thankful for relationship we can have with Jesus Christ. Thanks for having a job representing the people of Iowa. But I think most importantly, just living in the United States and having freedom and liberty that a lot of people around this country don't have. Think primarily of 1 4/10 billion people in China. Think of the 4 or 5 billion people that we call Uyghurs in northwest China that are kind of in concentration camps. It's just one example. But there's a lot of other places on this globe where people aren't free like we are. Thank you both very much. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Brian and Aaron, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.